I learned to drill the other day.
Brendan learned how to drill.
Guys, drilling is so fun.
It is.
You have so much power.
Yeah. And you know, every time it will get straighter and straighter.
Sorry? I don't understand. It's okay. Straight already. What needs to get straighter?
Just get straighter.
Anyway. This is our love story.
This is our journey. Hello guys, welcome to our Love Journey podcast. Isn't it amazing how we're back again?
Like we are in full force working mode right now.
Like we can't let go.
We're supposed to be on holiday.
This. Yeah, but we love this.
It's fun. Yeah. Especially today's particular one is
today
especially
is, fun. Today is absolutely exciting. As everybody can see, we are in a different location. And we actually spoke about it last week that we want to start like doing our podcast in different locations with an audience.
And yeah, and look at us.
Look at us. In case you didn't know, guys, today's podcast is being recorded live at the Standard Bank Signature Lounge. It's a pop-up, actually. They just set it up, I think, on the 17th of December, and it will be available until January 2022. So if you're with Standard Bank, make sure that you pop in, come and enjoy. There's Wi-Fi. You can read some books. You can get some work done. There's games. There's stuff for kids. There's
yeah, it's vibey.
It's amazing.
It's very vibey.
And also, you know what I did when you were setting up? I actually went into the rejuvenation room, and it's like one of those massaging chairs. So I literally sat there for like a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, because Bumi didn't want to come out. She didn't want to come out and actually
guys,
do this podcast.
Like, if there's a massage, I'm
you're
there
within.
Yeah, okay, cool. Let's get started with a review. Mm-hmm. This review is from Sinom Kizen. She gave us a 5-star, and this is based on last week's podcast. And she says, this was a powerful podcast. As usual, you guys did not disappoint. I especially loved when Pumi spoke about how she wants to go as far as life can take her, while Brendan has a cap because for him, being home with family is the goal. It's usually the other way around, and it is indeed freeing hearing you guys openly speak about the unconventional dreams. I think what's most important is knowing what you actually want. Imagine how much harder it would have been if either one of you was unsure of what they wanted. Thank you so much for your ministry. Bumi, you are such a huge inspiration to a young girl like me who has so many dreams and right now is holding gay faith only.
Yeah, sure. It's good. It's good. The review is good. Like, I feel like last week's podcast, I even enjoyed it. You know when you want something back and you're like, I said what?
I wasn't sure though. When we were recording it, I was like, oh.
Yeah, even me. But like when it was
much?
Out. It felt like when it was out, I felt like, you know, sometimes you speak, but you know that you're not really speaking from yourself.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like coming through.
Yeah.
Some sort of supernatural
power.
Yeah. So that's what it felt like. When I watched it back, I really felt like we were just channels of like information.
And I think it was so important. And I always speak for representation. And she even said it in the review that we need to represent the unconventional,
yes,
and have those conversations that people are afraid of having, and even dream those dreams that people are afraid of dreaming, and say those things that people are afraid of saying.
Yeah, that's basically our role. You know, if we're saying everything that's already being said,
what are we doing?
There's no purpose to what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Today's conversation, let's get into it. We're talking about navigating the holidays, right?
Okay.
And I think part of the reason why we decided, you know, let's do this podcast thing. There's so many conversations that need to be had. And I'm specifically inspired by some of the responses we get on our video. I know we want to do one more. That's very, very important. Where we talk about actually, what do you call it? Your goal, setting the vision, the goal for the year. So that will be the next podcast. We will release one more this year. So look out for that. But today I want to talk about navigating the holidays. I mean, for some people, and it's because I've had so many conversations with different people. For some people, it's an exciting time. It's family time. For some people, it's pressure time. For some people, it's a lonely time. It looks different for all of us, and we shouldn't ignore that in conversations. So we should open up the conversation so that everybody finds their comfort in the holiday season. So I've set out some questions, as usual, some talking points, and I think hopefully it will open up a good conversation for other people. These are conversations or questions you can ask yourself as well. So starting with you, what did holidays look like growing up, and what have you done differently? So you can actually say the good that you've taken and the bad that you've
from
changed.
What, from growing up?
Yeah, just in general.
I think growing up, holidays were more, like we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So we didn't travel. Like, I think my whole childhood, actually, we might have traveled like one time
to
or twice. Yeah, but we were also visiting. Like, we'd visit like my parents' friends in Giani, and that's like the trip.
That's the holiday.
But it's like, Yeah, it was just mostly just chilling, just watching TV. Like at this point, we'll probably have like full DSTV.
Yeah.
Remember
oh,
that
before
time?
You had yeah. the shorter one.
Yeah,
the compact.
Yeah, during the year you have compact. Yeah. December, you've got the whole thing. So we'd just kind of be catching up on all the stuff we couldn't watch throughout the year. Yeah. But it was just mostly being home.
Yeah.
And I think I still, to a large degree, I still associate the holidays with that kind of vibe, like yeah. just not doing anything. Like, guys, I value not doing anything so like, much. Like, for me, it's one of my my favorite things to do is yeah. nothing.
Like, wake up and not have any plans.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah. it's bliss.
Yeah.
So yeah. So, I think that was kind of the thing. But I think what I'm trying to do now yeah. is I'm trying to do more stuff where we are kind of getting involved, getting out there, experiencing things. I think kids are also helping with that.
Yeah.
So that we kind of be more outdoorsy. Because kids get bored
yeah.
just being in the house watching
doing
TV all day.
Thing,
they
yeah.
want to do stuff. They want to go to the, you know, the other day we went to Monty. They
the
were like so
were
excited.
Amazed. Like they were, like
they
we even missed
it.
Bedtime for the first time ever.
They
like
couldn't believe all the lights and all that stuff. So you're kind of doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know we wanted to do the lights thing at Zoo Lake or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's all these things where I feel like now that I'm a father and whatnot, I don't want my kids to just be watching TV and series all the time or cartoons and Peppa Pig in
yeah.
our case.
Yeah.
But like I want them to be getting out there and doing stuff that they can associate with festivity.
Yeah. For me, holidays for us, I think it's a combination of a bit of pressure because my parents had to do stuff for all the
family. I definitely
family.
Get that from you. Like huh? the pressure part.
Yeah, so there was the pressure thing of having to make sure that this one's child has clothes, this one has clothes, this is done, we're hosting. So there's that pressure part, which I, to a certain extent, I kind of enjoyed it. And then most importantly, which I've continuously expressed, is the hosting part, having people actually come to our house. So we didn't watch TV. So my dad didn't like TV. My dad doesn't really believe in TV, right? So like even if like we watched the TV for too long, he would like switch it off and say, I think it was just an excuse. My parents wanted us to play. Sometimes he would just take the DSTV card and hide it and go for the day, you know? So that's why I don't associate TV with like fun, and I don't want my kids watching TV all the time. So on holidays we played like a lot. Like we played a lot. We did a lot of Christmas shopping with my mom. So I was at a mall a lot during the December holidays, getting gifts for everyone, getting the clothes, getting the groceries, planning the Christmas lunch, and most importantly, I enjoyed having my parents at home. So what I have done differently is the pressure thing. I think I'm doing better with the pressure thing, but you think I'm out of control.
I think you kind of drift between doing better and being out of control. Like I think okay. you still need to find your equilibrium, but it's quite a lot. Yeah, I think you take it very seriously.
You wanna
do all the things.
Yes.
And I think to an extent sometimes it takes away the fun.
No, it doesn't.
Because now if we don't do it exactly right, it's almost like besenzani, you know, like we didn't do it at all. And okay. yeah. But I think it's good. I think it's a good balance.
But like now we have to go Christmas shopping for the kids. We haven't gotten their Christmas clothes. But they're not here. They went to my mom's house. So that for me, like my brain is going because we used to do it with my parents,
yeah.
but you know, another thing that I'm doing a little differently, I think with hosting, we are preparing better so that when our guests come, they don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
We've done it all. I think that's nice. It's a nice way of serving our family and serving other people. So that's kind of what I'm doing differently. But I think for the most part, we both sticking to our guns. You still don't want to do anything. I want to do everything and it's fine.
It's not that I don't want to do anything. It's that I want to keep the energy of rest
holiday.
During the holidays
yeah.
instead of kind of like sometimes, you know, I think it's a great time to kind of settle down a little bit
yeah.
and just let your hair down a little bit, just kind of relax. So I feel like if you're not, if that's not your mindset, if you're not in a relaxed mindset, then you're kind of missing the whole point of the holidays,
yeah.
you know, because you're doing all these things, but now come January, you're tired.
You're tired, you're exhausted, yeah. Mm. But you're absolutely correct. And that's why this year I tried to actually, I was saying in four years that we've been together, it's the first year I've taken leave in December. And it's been absolutely bliss. I keep talking about it. And I get to enjoy.
Well, you're out here, you're working now. But
yeah, but this is fun. Yeah. This is fun work. I'm not exhausted. It's not pressure. It's just like, okay, we've got something nice to do. Let's do it. Okay, what matters to you during the holiday season? And the reason why I'm asking this question is because I think it's been defined for us. What should matter? And that is the gifts or whatever. But it's different for everybody. Based on your upbringing, based on your experiences, and based on who you are or where you're at in life right now. Mm. So what matters to you?
For me, I'd say right now, making sure that you're checking up on people, you know. I think every time around this year, I think everyone is kind of reflecting. Everyone is starting to prepare for the changes they're going to make in the next year.
Yeah.
So just kind of making sure that you know, you're out there, you're talking to people, you're getting involved, you're having people over, we're meeting up. We're chatting, we're texting, we're calling each other. Mm. That for me, I think, is very important. It matters. It matters more than gifts and whatnot. Because sometimes you buy someone a gift, but you don't really know how they are.
Exactly.
You know, and all they need from you is to say, how are you doing? Yeah. Like, how's things going? Yeah. How's that business
that
you started?
That's such a good point, because I think we get stressed that, oh, I can't go home. I can't have people over because ngizobaphani. What will I give them? But sometimes all we just need is, all we need is a conversation. How are you? To reflect, to chat.
Yeah.
And I think I share the same sentiment as you, is that this year for me specifically, what matters this holiday is people, those relationships, those conversations, that checking up on each other, spending time together, bringing people together, and also peace, man, finding peace in my home, creating a space that actually brings me peace and rest for me doesn't necessarily mean sleeping all day or doing that, but being in a space where I can enjoy the things that I love. It's like that podcast we listened to, and it was actually talking about listening, hearing someone. It's like, when I say to you, my need is quality time, and then you go and you buy me the whole shop, it's nice. I love the things you've bought. The bag is cute. But that's not the need. Meet the need first. So I think we should be very intentional about meeting people's needs and then doing all the other stuff. But we can't cover the important things. And important is defined differently for everyone. And that's important. That's what I'm also trying to get across. That's I ask, what matters to you? Because how Christmas or holidays look like to your family might not be what you want yours to look like. And we have to create our own. I actually have a nice quote that I'm going to quote at the end about creating our own traditions. And not just doing something because that's what you're... That's what's always been done. And my last point is creating your own tradition. What does creating your own tradition look like to you?
It's finding out the things that are fun and that make great memories for our family.
Yeah.
And I guess you can only figure that out by like trial and error.
Yeah.
Guys, Marie loves this train also. Like,
we try and escape this train. Yeah, I did it once.
Every time we're at Mall of Africa, we must just navigate around. As soon as we see it, we need to find
it. So I did it once. And the next time I said to her, it's broken. And then she took it. And then she saw it moving.
It rocked up.
And then she's like,
it's mommy, they fixed it.
And then we literally have to go on the train.
Yeah,
so,
this train is just, it's horrible.
But you know what was nice? It was such a beautiful experience getting on the train with your children. It seems so silly and we worry.
Yeah, but they love that stuff.
They love it. And you as a parent get to enjoy it too. So it goes back to what you were saying, Wuti.
Get everyone involved.
Do you like this?
Let everyone do their thing, you know. Yeah. And you do stuff that everyone enjoys. Like, I know you enjoy, you know, like you enjoy aesthetics. Yeah. You love the idea of hosting and everything looking good,
beautiful,
everything being like, you know, from the moment people drive in, you want to have set up like a tour guide who's going to walk them through
into
the entrance.
That's dramatic, but
you just enjoy having like structures set up for the thingy, you know.
Yeah.
And so we have to bring all of that stuff
you
in.
You just want the people, and I just
want the people to have a good time.
Brendan will literally grab himself a coffee with his friend, enjoying a whole conversation and not grab his friend a coffee.
Yeah, because I just feel like you should be at home, bro. Like, you should be at home. Like, so it's, yeah. But
I know that now. So that's how I always come out and I'll be like, well, you like something because you're so immersed in the conversation. Growing up, guys, my dad had these weird things. We were not allowed to ask for something. Because my dad used to say, so tell you that tall. Which means I don't know how to explain it. Like, yeah. You've already asked, you're not getting because you're asking out of seeing it. It's not that you want it. It's because you're seeing it.
Yeah.
And then, so we would be confused. So we wouldn't ask because obviously we don't want to be greedy.
Mm.
And then if we just take it, then he'd get upset that we took it and we didn't ask.
So like, there was like, there was no solution.
So we must be offered. So that's okay.
So
that's what I believe in, offering people things. So that if you really want it, at least it's offered to you without you losing your dignity.
You know what the problem is?
What?
Is that I guess I'm so comfortable that when I go to places, I don't expect to be offered like stuff. I just ask.
Yeah, you open the fridge.
I'll just be like, hey, can I have a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't
open the fridge, babe. Come on.
Yeah, okay, you'll ask for it.
But I'll ask. Yeah. If I need a drink, I'll say... Yeah, Mpumi was just holding in, like, okay, I guess, simply langsatol type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, so even in creating our own traditions, we see it in how we're raising our kids. Brendan, every time especially these holidays, every time you and Nuri go to the shop, you are buying something, you're buying a toy.
But you must understand.
And then he says it was 9 rand.
It was 9 rand. And also, throughout my entire childhood, I probably got gifts in Christmas. Maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
So I always loved the idea. Like, yeah. I'd watch movies and people would be gifting each other. Yeah. And I'd just be like, why aren't we doing this at the house?
Yeah. Like, so you're just gifting every day.
So it's nice. I mean, Nuri really loves Christmas. She loves the whole idea of it. And I see how she immerses herself. And also, I get it, she's competing with Peppa. So it's always, Peppa's got this, Peppa's got that.
Peppa's got a xylophone.
So, I mean, I'm not going to let Daddy Pig beat me at parenting.
Oh, no, and now you're competing with my dad, too.
And now your dad also the other day, guys. So Nuri, she got this bicycle for her birthday from her auntie and uncle. And now the bicycle doesn't have a bell. But now Peppa's bicycle has a bell. So now...
She's telling my dad.
So now she's telling her dad. She's like, yeah, there should be a bell right here. So Mpumi's dad's like, okay, cool. Tomorrow we're going to buy a bell.
So Brendan's like...
So I'm like, wait.
Tomorrow?
No, I'm going to buy a bell now on Takealot. So it's kind of like figuring out the balance, you know, of saying, I didn't have this... I would have loved it and doing it for, but also like you said, I can't overdo it now because you don't want to raise
meaning.
It loses meaning and then it becomes more just about the stuff and not what it
getting?
Means.
Did I get this? Yeah. But I just think holiday season is beautiful. If it's not, be intentional about making it beautiful for yourself in your own way. And I've written down some points. You can elaborate if you want to. I'm just going to read them on how to get the most out of your holidays. Number one, prioritize rest, whatever that looks like to you. To someone else, it's going hiking. To someone else, it's sleeping, reading a book, being in studio all day.
Love it.
Prioritize what rest and define what rest means to you, right?
Yes.
Number two, try something new.
Yeah.
Try something new, man. Maybe don't go shopping alone. Go shopping with your friends or do online shopping. Or like we went to Melrose Arc. We did Spur with the kids and they enjoyed the playroom there. Just trying different things. Now the kids are away for the week. It's just you and I. Try something new. Number three, get creative. I'm busy with my garden. Start a garden. Spinach is the easiest veg to plant. Dance. There's music video. There's videos on YouTube showing you how to dance. Paint. Just get creative.
There's so many things that we can do. Like, I learned to drill the other day.
Brendan learned how to drill.
Guys, drilling is so fun.
It is.
You have so much power.
Yeah. And you know, every time it will get straighter and straighter.
Sorry? I don't understand. It's straight already. What needs to get straighter?
Get straighter.
Anyway, it's a great way to immerse yourself.
And the pool project was fun for you, sort of.
It was stressful, but yeah, it's nice. I mean, today
like
my pool was... What, did you see it today?
I saw it.
So like, guys, I had this 8-step process because we filled up the pool and then I thought the water was naturally just going to look great. Blue. because we painted the pool blue inside, sky blue, and I just thought it's just going to look, it's going to be see-through.
Ganti, there's 8 steps.
Ganti, there's 8 steps that I need to follow. And then I did the 8 steps, and this morning, my goodness, did it not look like Santorini?
Santorini. Yeah. So get creative. Do some, fix something around the house, man.
Yeah, and maintenance. Like, guys, maintenance is nice, fun, man. Yeah. It's nice maintaining stuff, making sure that things are at a level
that you will enjoy.
That you will enjoy, yeah.
I mean, sew your cushions, paint one wall, move this, move some beds.
Like, if something
the
is
bed
cracking,
does not always have to be vertical. Sometimes make it horizontal. Just get creative.
Try some stuff, man. Put some polyfuller there in the wall. It can't just be cracking.
Yeah, get creative. Spend time with people who make you feel good. I know there's a lot of toxic family that we're forced to be around, but I think as you get older, you can get to decide that I can love you from a distance and you're good for my soul.
Yeah.
And
I was watching this. I told you I was watching this. I can't actually say what I was watching.
Basketball.
No, it's not basketball. It's a comedian. But like I wasn't supposed to be. Anyway, he was talking about Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
The American concept, right? And he was saying, to the whole idea. Says, because it's a foreign concept for him when he first got to America. And he was saying that he didn't understand how people are hanging out with people that they hate.
Yeah.
Right, and I just realized that that's what the holidays are about. It's about making provision for people that maybe we don't see eye to eye, but this is the one time where we try and make it work. And
aside.
I think that's the way that we maintain just society.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just because I mean you have an added motivation to make an effort with people you wouldn't normally make an effort with.
Yeah.
So I think that's the spirit of the holidays and the festive season is, you know, I usually wouldn't hang out with you.
But let me. So we're scrapping out my point.
Huh?
So we scrap out my point.
Which one is that now?
The one, spend time with people who make you feel good.
No. I mean, obviously, spend more time.
Okay.
With people who make you feel good.
But also make provision for those
weird cousins, you know, those people, you know, the uncles always asking for money.
Yeah.
Like, This is that time
you're
when you can actually
correct
give
in that.
Them that money.
Yeah, you're correct in that. And then the golden rule of shopping, always ask yourself, will it bring me joy? And look at this in a major perspective. Am I getting into debt that will later catch up with me?
Am I getting the clout that I need?
Am I going for clout? Do I really like this or I just want umamncane to see ukuthi, yeah, I bought this. Do I like the stress? Will it make me feel good or will it leave me stressed not affording food later? So that golden rule, before you pick up something or online shop or whatever, use the golden rule. Will it bring me joy?
Yeah.
And then I've got my quote that I pulled out for you guys. And I got this one from End Girl Hate, a lovely initiative by Leanne Dlamini. And it says, holiday reminder. We don't have to continue holiday traditions that leave us broke, overwhelmed, and tired. And basically, the gist of navigating the holidays, define it for yourself. What does joy look like? What does peace look like? What's your intention? How do you go about it? And go for it, man.
Yeah, I agree, man. That's all. At the end of the day, if you're happy, people around you are happy, then you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, guys, if you are a Standard Bank professional, private and signature banking client, please pop in at the Signature Lounge. It's amazing. It's got vibes. Is it called the Silent Disco?
Yeah.
It's a silent disco. You get the headphone and you just dance. There's a silent disco. There's coffee. Brendan's on his third cup.
Guys, the coffee is so good. And this is not, it's not the normal one.
Apparently this one is from like the continent. This
Yeah,
like
you can
special,
taste it. Like I can
it's a
taste.
A special coffee.
I think I'm tasting a little bit of Angola here.
We're tasting everything.
Yeah.
And there's some games. There's 30 seconds. There's chairs. There's some books I've seen.
It's vibey. You can
it's
take your Zoom
nice.
Meetings.
Yeah.
There's different like scenes that they've created. So if you feel like you want to be in a more foresty type of environment, you can
there's
get
the
that.
Forest. There's the bush.
There's
the beach.
Bahamas. It's a vibe, guys.
Nice. Obviously, I chose the library.
Mpumi chose the library because Mpumi is...
I love the library. Yeah. But it's such an amazing space. There's Wi-Fi. There's also... Oh, another thing. You can come and wrap your gifts here. Fun fact, I don't know how to wrap gifts. So I always use gift
How's
wrapping.
How's that a fun fact? Huh? How's that fun? I can wrap gifts. You know that?
No, babe. Come on.
It's like like an envelope vibe.
You see? And then you're going to have those poking things. I can do that too. But then there'll be like that little white poking. I don't want the
it's
white poking.
It's about the thought.
No, it's not about the thought. It's about the gift. There's also some art stuff for your kids, so please bring your kids here. If you need to work during the holidays, this is the perfect place to work, have your family shopping around, or if you need to just take a break during your shopping.
Yeah, also it's your perk.
Yeah.
Use your perks,
guys, and come get in that massage. So we love you guys, and I promise we're going to have another podcast for you tomorrow.
Yes? Is it tomorrow?
Is it tomorrow or next week?
I don't know when it's going up. I don't know when it's going up.
This is going up today.
We might be shooting... No, I mean the next one.
Oh.
So we might be shooting it tomorrow, but I don't know if you guys are going to see it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tell us if you want to see it tomorrow or next week. And it's all about... vision and planning for the new year.
It's important stuff
because we go off the grid in January. So Brendan said, hey, let's leave people with something. Anyway, we're rambling. We love you guys. Goodbye.
Cheers, guys. This is our love story. This is our journey.